Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me to 1 Samuel this morning? 1 Samuel and the second chapter. And let's continue talking about the honor of God. 1 Samuel 2:30. The latter part of it, the Lord is speaking, and he says, "Them that honor me, I will honor. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." The Lord said, "Those that honor me, I will honor." How many know you can count on that? Do you believe it'd be a good thing if the Lord honored you? Or when he did, would you know it? Would you realize it? Oh, certainly, certainly. And it is like the law of sowing and reaping. You honor him, he honors you. Well, what about the more you honor him? Well, it's going to be the more. And the greater you honor him, well, the greater he's going to honor you. You cannot honor the Lord and that be the end of it. It's going to come back on you. Amen. In blessing and increase and promotion and honor. In Romans 13, you don't have to turn there, but Romans 13:7, he said, "Render to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor is due," he was saying. Give honor to those to whom it's due. Well, of course, it's honor is due God. He is due honor and glory, but then there are also people that we should honor as well. And actually, a large part of honoring God is in honoring his people, honoring what he honors. So we have been talking about this for some weeks now, and I've given you, as the Lord's given to me, some specific applications of how to show honor. I mean, when we believe he's going to honor us, when we honor him, our next question should be, "Lord, teach me how to honor you. Show me how. Teach me." And we live in a generation that is sadly lacking in understanding of honor. We live in a day and an age and a generation where children do not honor parents, where employees do not honor employers, where people do not honor public officials and civil leaders. And we live where a lot of people are just honorless. They don't understand. We're still reaping the whirlwind results of the rebellion of the 50s and 60s. You understand that? Everybody's casting off restraint and nothing is special and everybody's the same and there's no honor. Well, in God, there is honor. And you can't understand God without understanding honor. Honor means weighty, heavy. The word for honor and the word for glory are very similar, and oftentimes they're translated the same way. And weighty and heavy has to do with value and substance. Sometimes we use that word concern, say, "Oh, that's just a little light thing, talking about it's cheap." But no, man, that's a good heavy, that's a quality item. Well, how many know God doesn't have cheap stuff? Amen. His stuff is not light and cheap. His stuff is quality. And all his things are of great worth and great value. And so a very simple way of putting it is that to understand honor, then you value what God values. Luke 16 talks about this, that the things that are held in high esteem by men are an abomination to God. There's a different value system in the unsaved world than with God. I mean, you got people on the street that'll throw a gun in somebody's face and shoot them and kill them, a human being, for $25. Well, now, what kind of value system is that? A couple of pieces of paper that they can buy just a little bit of drug to make them feel, you know, different for a few minutes is worth more to them than a human life. We live in a messed up world.
That's right.
But God knows what's valuable.
Amen.
And we need to get in the Word and renew our minds so that we agree with Him. And that what He says is worthless, we say is worthless. What He says is holy and precious, we say is holy and precious. Now first we mentioned to you, how do you show honor? We say you show honor in how you refer to things. Reference, how you refer. Watch about the words only are just. What does that mean? Oh, that's just Bob. That's just my husband. That's just Tom. That's just, you know, nothing. That's a problem. You can tell how you refer. I've been to churches where the lady was talking to me about her husband, and she kept referring to him as the pastor. And I thought, well, the pastor of this church, yeah, her husband. But when we're talking about business, she used greater respect, and him talking about her later, I realized he used very respectful terms.
Amen.
How many believe we ought to value each other?
Yes.
Husbands ought to value their wives. Wives ought to value their husbands. Yes. Children ought to value their parents.
Right.
And that'll be shown in how you talk about them, the terms and words you use to refer to them. I mentioned before that I had the privilege of working with Dr. Kenneth Hagin for over 20 years. And he's my spiritual father. And, you know, so much that the Lord used him to put into my life. And we were able to teach in the school there at Rhema for years. And I'd be out on the road and see alumni. And they'd say, well, how's the old man? And I'm thinking, what old man? And they're talking, oh, you know, old man Hagin. Well, that's just not respectful.
No.
Is it?
No.
And they say, well, what about Kenny Jr.? Well, he's the director of the ministries in the school and the pastor of the church. Well, that's not appropriate, is it? And I had somebody I was talking to out of the country, actually, a few days ago. And something came up about the meeting in the Copelands. And I said, yeah, Brother Copeland and Miss Gloria are coming. And they laughed when I said, Miss Gloria. They said, oh, you Southerners are funny. This Ms. Gloria stuff. And I corrected them. I said, no, I just respect them. It's not a Southern thing. It's a respect thing.
Amen.
To me, brother, said right is a respectful term. And saying sir and ma'am and those kind of things is not just a Southern thing. It's a godly thing. It's an honor thing. How you refer to people. And please teach your children these things. We live in a world full of kids that just have no concept of respect. That doesn't have to be with us. Then secondly, we said how to show honor. Preference, showing preference to individuals, giving them the better place, giving them the better seat, showing preference. There is a difference in rank and place. Acknowledge it, honor it. Last week we talked about this. Number three, deference or deferring to somebody. Don't interrupt people, especially your elders. Let them talk. Let them finish. If they want to do something and the Lord hadn't just specifically told you in something of yours to do something differently, defer to their wishes. Defer to the greater anointing. Defer to the greater a place. And the younger ought to always be saying to the elder, whether naturally or spiritually, what do you want to do? What do you like? Everybody say defer.
Defer.
Deferring, yielding to, submitting to, giving in to. And fourthly is through conference or through conferring things upon. C-O-N-F-E-R. Conferring. Turn with me to Proverbs 3, please. Proverbs 3. So we've talked about reference. We've talked about preference. We've talked about deference. And now we're talking about conference. In Proverbs 3 and verse 9, Proverbs 3, 9, says, honor the Lord. Starts out with that word. Honor the Lord, how? With your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Honor the Lord, how? Yes, honor the Lord in how you talk about Him and His things. Speak reverentially. Speak respectfully. I caution you to speak very... Anytime anything comes up about the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, particularly be watchful of your words and see that you show proper honor and due respect. And preferring and giving place and deferring and submitting. But can you demonstrate and show honor with stuff? Yes, you can. Can you honor God with money and with things? Yes, you can. The scripture tells us to. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Listen to these other translations. NIV says, honor the Lord with your wealth. Well, you'd have to have some. I said you'd have to have some. To be able to do that, does God want you to have some wealth?
Yes.
Does He want you to be able to honor Him this way? Well, then you're going to have to have some.
Amen.
The Bible just makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
Honor the Lord with your wealth. The New King James says, honor the Lord with your possessions. With your substance, with your wealth, with your possessions. You can't hyper-spiritualize and symbolize this. He's talking about money and stuff. And really, that's what we're doing and what we should be doing every time it's offering time around here.
Amen.
And in any other church and ministry, we should not just be throwing money at the plate. Right? It should not be routine. It should not be like paying the electric bill or something else. We should ask, why have you stand up? That's why I have you lift up your offering. We want to be honoring Him. Amen? Lord, we honor you with this.
Amen.
With our substance, with our stuff, with our money. You know, some people get upset when you start talking about money. This would be a bad church to be in if you're like that. Because we are going to be talking about it. But the Bible has a lot to say about money. And sometimes people even say, well, you know, why don't you just stay with preaching and stay off of money? I can't, because the preaching is about money, a whole lot of it. Get in there and dig sometime and look and see how much Jesus talked about money.
Amen.
How much is in the Gospels about it and in the New Testament, the epistles. No, money is a deal. It's a very, very big deal. Your money represents your blood, sweat, and tears. It represents your life. It represents your time. And what you will or won't do with it shows your heart.
Amen.
I think some people, when they're baptized, if they were truthful, they ought to hold their wallet up when they go down. Because they are not sanctifying that part to Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.